Sports with Dorks. It's in the glob.
What time do you think it is, baby boy? It is time for foosball talk. My mouth wasn't working. Yeah, but you know what is working? The dome, the noggin, the noodles from Glizzy Globber, Schwizzy Schwizzle, and Fizzy Forest. The trifecta of doom. The number one minds when it comes to fantasy football out there in all of podcasting media. The mainstream football media doesn't want you to know what we got. Come get it.
Hello there, gang.
God damn it.
Hello there. Oh, there we go. Yeah, my fucking volume was all fucked up. All right, now we're rolling. Check one, check two, check one, check two. That's it. We have now taken off. Yes. Hello there. Once again, another week with the illustrious gang, the trifecta of doom, Glizzy Globber, Schwizzy Schwizzle, and Fizzy Forest, see beyond the trees. We are once again bringing you the hottest football knowledge on the planet. And here's the thing. You know, I see a lot of these other, small business-minded football podcasts out there, sort of like us. They're going once a month. They're going, you know, every 2 weeks or something like that. No, my friends, not us. There is constantly more to be learned. There's constantly more to be perfected. And that is us, on a quest for perfection, here at Sports with Dorks. Thank you for being along with us on our journey. This week is going to be another fantastic episode, like always. We're really ramping up for a couple more really fun weeks. We got this one. Next week, maybe there's another mock draft. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up. And also, you got to be knowing where those skilled players went in the draft. So we got a lot of fun stuff. We got a lot of fun news. We're going to be making predictions way too early. That's our specialty here at Sports with Dorks, making bold predictions months in advance. So you have to, you know, eat hot chips.
That's bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
Oh, that's bold talk for a one-eyed fat man. And you know what I need?
Bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
I need a drop of Isaiah when he was dying on the podcast, or throwing up or whatever.
Yes,
dude, that was bad.
Let's not bring up old memories.
Talk about bold talk and things that were weeks in advance. Anyways, great episode lined up, man. We got a lot of fun stuff. Isaiah, do you want to get us rocking and rolling, buddy?
Heck yeah, I do, brother. That was really offensive for no real reason. We're going to talk about some Jerry Jeudy news. So if you want to go ahead and hit that Jeudy first. This is a tweet about what happened.
I'm going to get that fixed in just a second, gang.
What a dingleberry.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and if you're just listening, everything's perfect. He doesn't need to fix anything.
Nothing's ever changed.
Anyway, but what I was about to say is Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy was arrested this afternoon and is currently in custody. This was May 12th, confirmed by multiple sources and news outlets. And then it was tweeted after that saying, Jerry Jeudy update. Jeudy is being held on charges of second degree criminal tampering with domestic violence. Enhancer and a misdemeanor. He's on a no bond hold. Nice. He's innocent until proven guilty. That was a good rip. That now, if you want to hit good. The news.
A little bit of fart, Mike, because he's shitting all over his career right there.
That's right.
Now I'm sitting in it, though, and I'm fucking not upset.
He's just like your own brew.
Actually, if you want to, not having it, not enjoying it. Okay. Never mind me.
Go back to Slack and hit the news next to Jeudy. You'll bring up the next bit of information.
Hey Isaiah, don't tell me what to do. I'm framing things up. Okay, I'll do it.
Come on, Jamie.
Sounds good. Anyway, I'm going to go on and say the girlfriend of Denver Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy asked a judge on Friday to dismiss a misdemeanor case against him stemming from a dispute between them. The woman, who had a one-month-old child with Jeudy, told the judge that she did not feel threatened during the incident and made contact with authorities to a minor monitor the situation. Jeudy, 23, was arrested Thursday. That was on whatever Thursday was. Reported that he had locked some of her belongings and items away for the baby in his car, preventing her from returning to Virginia. He was arrested on suspicion of second-degree criminal tampering with domestic violence enhancer, a misdemeanor, and held to held to spend the night in jail until he could appear before the judge because of this enhancer. So basically, if you stop anybody from being able to get to drugs, money, medicine, or food. That's what you can, that's what you'll see is what I just said. Domestic violence enhancer. Cantugula did not immediately decide what should happen in the case following Judy to be released from jail and allowed him to travel. Terry Combs, a spokesperson for the Judge District, said Friday that the case remains open. Jerry Judy's lawyer said that Judy did not do anything to amount to a crime, and the domestic violence label should not have been applied to his case since there is no violence or attempted violence. Bad things happen to good people, and that's what the case is, he said. The later goes on to say that Nathaniel Hackett said the first day of rookie minicamp that he met with Jerry Judy following his release from jail. We're going to move forward from this, and we're going to learn from it as a team. So don't expect any time to be missed for Jerry Judy, if any at all. But it definitely is like a, hey, buddy, what are you doing? That was not a good move, not a smart move. I don't know if anybody here would agree or disagree, but it's like, dude, she needs to go. Let her go. Don't stop her from getting medicine.
Oh, man, he's passionate, bro. Just like he is about, fucking being amazing on the field, man. He's just passionate about what he does, bro. As long as he's not getting hurt, you know what I mean? As long as he's not injured. Streaming. D's nuts in your face. But
zing.
I mean, dude, if I would have paid for YouTube Premium ever one time in my life, I would say, you know, he's innocent. Obviously, he's innocent. He's done nothing wrong. He's just completely too passionate, bro.
Shit.
It's already being dismissed. Dork Court is here. We don't even need to do Dork Court. He's already been dismissed. The lady doesn't want charges pressed. He's out of it. He's going to be playing Big Bank in your team. Let's go.
He's dismissed.
He just loves his kid. So exactly. That's understandable. He didn't lock them in a car, you know? It's just their shit. So.
Yeah.
I mean, there's already a baby formula shortage, so, like, where else is she going to go?
Oh,
she clearly needed that shit out of the car.
Don't even give me some baby food shortage.
But seriously, no, honestly, I think this is the right way that most shit should be handled, you know? Yeah. It's just like, you know what? One dude overreacted. Everything's good. He apologized. He apologized to the judge and asked for forgiveness. And the judge was like, you know what? You're in a lot of limelight and you didn't really do anything crazy outside that, like what a rash person might do. So sure.
But is Jerry Judy the reason for the baby food shortage this week on Sports with Dorks Dork Court? Is he the reason why? Tune in next week.
How much baby food does he really have in his car?
Yeah, what was Jerry Judy hiding from the public? Next week on Dork Court. Okay, that's a banger.
God damn
it. But anyways, okay, that's a fucking heater. love that song. But innocent. Innocent, my man's innocent.
Yeah, he's innocent. He'll be fine. Yeah. All right, let's move onward to the week one skitty.
Skitty. No,
way too early. Way too early.
Banger.
Oh. Like, these noodles are still rock hard and the fucking the sauce is still in a can.
Spaghetti is that's also how early delectable.
That's how early these picks are going to be on the skitty. Week one, full schedule. If Robert can.
If.
On the screen.
Gotcha.
I am so rock hard for week one. I don't think you guys know.
I mean, that's going to be a banger, dude. It's like they
so good.
Said, fuck with the schedule. Like, we're just going to give the people what they wanted to see last season.
Thursday.
Yeah, this dude.
They're okay, like, how much Thursday? Pot can we stir like week one?
What was the Thursday game last year? Was it Tampa Bay?
It was Cowboys. Tampa Bay, Dallas.
That was a banger, but this is a banger too.
Hey, guess who's playing again? Dallas.
Dude,
and Dallas.
Dude,
they're playing again.
Buffalo versus.
All right. Anyway, they're not playing Thursday. Let's start at the tippy top. All right. Let's chill.
Chill,
bro. Professionals. We're gonna get through this like professionals do.
Yeah.
That's with crazy hand motions, like I'm trying to choke an invisible force baby in front of me.
All right.
And absorb its soul.
You're right.
You can become younger.
I can be.
Anyway, so Buffalo and Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, who's going to win? No, I'm just joking.
Rams.
Oh, I could keep it in. Oh, fuck me. It's such a good game.
God. All right, let's sneeze. Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, Rams take it. I mean, obviously, Super Bowl winners. Or does Josh Allen come in, Chippy McChipperson, with the big old chip on his shoulder, and he no longer is Mr. sitting with the helmet on the sidelines, Mr. sad about fucking about rules changing in the off season. I don't know.
You know, honestly, you make a really good point. I think it's really just going to come down to who wins the coin toss. Oh, too soon! Oh. Too soon, you win, girl! Oh, fuck!
You literally just got me as I was pulling it up, bro.
God
damn. Sad Josh Allen face.
Watch him lose the coin toss and the game.
Dude, that's fuck. So funny. Sad Josh Allen.
He never had a chance.
Watch him win the coin toss and lose the game. Fuck, that's even worse.
Sorry, like, Forrest.
Even when you win them, you still suck.
That I didn't react to that amazing fucking banger coin toss joke, but I was just looking for this gem of a fucking face. Love sad Josh Allen face. I mean, dude, literally losing the game with your helmet on as a quarterback on the sideline. Like, you look how ready he was to go out. Look at that face, dude. Look at that face.
Oh, it looks like he's eating oats in that.
Yeah.
He's like, chin strap. It's like a muzzle.
Like, I'm bulking up for next season.
Yeah.
Like, let's just feed him.
I am He'll sad about right. this game, but I sure do love Fig Newtons. Just a bunch of Fig Newtons in there.
All right. So who do you guys have?
I definitely got the Rams.
I'll take Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. I think they're coming back with
Buffalo.
Yeah, I think they're going to come back with a vengeance, and maybe LA will come in a little too cocky.
Dude, they got a good running back now. Like,
yeah, this is interesting. That's a really good game.
Who are you taking, Isaiah?
Buffalo
Soldier.
Gonna lose in the first game.
Dreadlock Rasta.
New Orleans at Atlanta.
Poop. That's a poop.
That's
game.
Actually kind of like a battle of the shit team.
Yeah, it's a shit game though. There's not going to be a lot of scoring. I'll take New Orleans.
Fuck yeah! I guess I'll lean towards New Orleans.
Yeah, I took New Orleans because no, I don't want to watch it.
No. Boo this game. Boo.
I gotta have a couple bad teams fight like play just so we can have some like good teams play. Like,
well,
Cleveland
we'll get to
at
Jacksonville
Carolina.
Later. Anyways, sorry. Bazinga.
Cleveland to Carolina. Carolina now is Matt Carroll. I think they got Matt Carroll. Yeah, they got Matt Carroll, Sam Darnold, have a CMC healthy. Should be good. It's Cleveland with possible Deshaun Watson.
Oh,
Deshaun Watson might play.
Deshaun?
Don't know yet.
Oh,
that's why it's way too early. If Deshaun Watson plays, I'm for sure taking Cleveland.
No, I'm taking Carolina either way. I think Deshaun Watson Mari shits
Cooper,
the best half season.
Deshaun Watson. They got
is
Austin
Christian
Hooper
McCaffrey,
from Atlanta.
Is Christian
they
McCaffrey going to be
CMC's
good to go?
Back.
Okay,
CMC's back.
I take Carolina.
I'm going to take Cleveland. I'm going to take the upset here because I'm going to bank that they do a late season slap on the wrist to Deshaun Watson. So let's go Cleveland.
We'll see about that. I don't know. CMC is so dominant though. We've
yeah, but
seen it, what he does
what
in
about,
the beginning of
what
the
about,
season.
What about the fact that there's another part of that offense, which is throwing the ball, and you have a rookie and you have Sam Darnold.
But anyway, he can still catch the ball when you throw it. That's the thing.
You can San Francisco at Chicago.
Isaiah,
I'm going to take the Bears.
Really?
Yeah, dude, they came out hot last season.
Oh, I was going to play something for Isaiah real quick.
What the hell?
Something for Isaiah real quick about his pick real quick. This is Isaiah going into that week. See, we don't need drops, bud. I do this shit on my own.
Brown, and I am proud to be
losing to Carolina in the first week. There's Christian McCaffrey. He's going to fuck them up. And Deshaun Watson's probably gonna have a finger in his butt. Oh yeah, if Cleveland Browns are gonna get fucked up, Carolina looks good for probably like 3 weeks.
That was fire.
Thanks, man.
All right. That was a good one. I liked it. San Francisco, Shakir.
Dude, that's not even a question for me. This one isn't even a question for me. It's got to be San Fran.
Cool. I thought you were going to say the Bears with that buildup, because I thought you were going to try to do Bears.
That's what I picked. I picked the Bears, dude. Fuck you.
Cool. San Francisco for me as well. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati Nasty. Cincinnati.
I mean,
I got to go Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, they're of the two Super Bowl contenders, I think they're the ones that are obviously they lost. They're going to come out with the biggest chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, like, we all agree there. Cincinnati.
I could be completely wrong. I could just eat my words right here, but I'm going to just throw this out there. Matthew Stafford has worked so fucking hard to win a Super Bowl finally, and he did. Is there any way he's just like, it's champions in the UFC talk about this a lot, where they reach the goal of being a champion. That was like that was the thing that would motivate them to wake up in the morning and train hard. But after you get that, like what motivates you now? Like, is it money? He's got money. He's got money.
More money.
That's true. Yeah, I guess money can. I'm just saying, you know, you're somebody like Matthew Stafford who's like, wow, I finally did it. I'll be respected in the fucking annals of history. I will always be, I will be the anal champion of the world. But
all the butts.
But it wasn't like a clean run, you know? Like McGregor, you just get a fucking win, champion win. Okay, that was easy.
Yeah.
Right? Like he fucking went through the ringer his career. Yeah,
right,
dude.
Through that butt
ringer. He fucking got like a finger up his ass, you know?
Yeah.
Like the entire time. And so he seems to me like the type of guy that knows when to hit the drawing board again.
That's
good point. Even when you win, you're hitting the drawing board. It's just like
he also knows how to hit that hole, you know what I'm saying?
He loves hitting holes. And also just like what? Huh? No, but no, you're right. And him being like being the chip being like, yo, this isn't a fluke. I've always been great. I'm gonna keep being great. I can see that. I can see it, but I'm just like, I'm 50-50. The guy seems so laid back and chill. He just seems like he could totally be like, yeah, whatever.
I just don't know why we're talking about Stafford. Because Stafford doesn't play on either of these teams.
Oh, sorry. I was just talking about how Burrow's going to fuck up Pittsburgh because he's so much more hungry than I think Stafford will be. That's why I went back to that guy. So, yeah, Cincinnati's going to literally fucking devour Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's coming in like, we got a new future. You know, Ben is no longer with us, but bright
days. Oh, it's
going to
be a good game. Don't get me wrong. This is going to be a fucking badass game. Probably going to be like 40 points scored in this game. But Cincinnati's going to win. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah, no, I think Philadelphia, Pittsburgh Detroit. Will have their soul taken.
Detroit.
Really? Philadelphia for me.
Philadelphia?
Take it, Lions, then. Go, Jacob.
Yeah! Yeah! Go, Birds! Yo! Did I miss anything, guys? I just want to say...
It's going to be real funny when I have 10 of these right and y'all have two.
I just want to say, it's Philly Frank, you're... We talked to fucking Birds. Yeah, go Birds. Fucking Jalen Hurts is going to be fucking it, the Detroit Lions. Yeah, you going to try to eat our kneecaps? Guess what? There's no fucking Philly cheesesteaks inside of those bad boys right there. I tell you what, you go send your fucking happy ass right back over to cold-ass Detroit. It's cold over in the P, too, boy. Yeah, let's go. Go Birds. All right, get the fuck out of here, Frank. I let you have your piece.
Indianapolis at Houston.
I'll take the fuck. That's actually kind of a tough one.
I'm going Colts personally.
Yeah, I was about to say that's a tough one.
Colts. Okay.
Let's go Colts. Jonathan Taylor, who
it's
has
a tough one because I feel like I just don't give a shit about any of those people.
Yeah, they
Jonathan
kinda,
Taylor.
They're both kind of trash. Michael Pittman, though. Jonathan Taylor is an animal. Okay. Now this is actually, I think, is going to be actually a pretty good game.
Jonathan Taylor's touchdown speed on his that big run that was 67 yards, he reached, which was an NFL record high, 22.13 miles per hour.
Cares.
Oh, Boom! Fucking roasted! No, I'm just joking.
Everyone in their mother.
Tell me the state that Indianapolis is in and I'll be impressed.
Texas.
Exactly. Nobody hey, Google, cares.
Where's Indianapolis?
This is Isaiah for fucking... This is Isaiah for Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, that's a little loud.
But guys, he's so fast, though.
Google doesn't know.
It's Jonathan Taylor.
He's a demon on wheels.
He is on wheels.
He's a demon and he's gonna be chasing after someone.
Dude, fuck a soundboard. Isaiah. I like doing this.
Indianapolis is literally in Indiana.
It's
Indiana is a state.
It's the
nobody cares. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't even
exactly.
I don't
my
even think people
I'm so glad that just worked out the way it did.
Oh, that makes sense. Pawnee, Indiana. That's why they love the Colts. Okay.
New England at Miami.
Wow, Isaiah learned something today. Oh, there's the speed booster theme. Anyways,
I know so little about geography.
Wow, I thought you were joking. Miami. I thought you were joking. Anyways, okay. Wow. Anyways, the New England.
Hey,
versus...
dude, just don't ruin the bit. Come on. Miami.
Wow. Yeah, I'm taking the Dolphins on this one too.
Stop ruining the bit. And what the fuck with your speed racer?
I'm sorry. I'm not ruining a bit. I'm not Bit Killer Jones, dude. And obviously, I was the one that was saying that this game, New England at Miami, is going to be a fucking barn burner, I think. I think this is going to be a great game. And I think Miami's going to fucking trash that little boy pussy over there.
But Miami.
Are you talking about Mac Jones?
Mm-hmm. The cutest boy pussy in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm taking Miami.
I mean, who's got a cuter boy pussy than Mac Jones? I just got to say. I mean, maybe Joe Burrow.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
That seems like a loaded question.
I mean, look,
he's got a cuter boy pussy. Yeah. I don't think you can follow that up with any name that would make that okay.
No, Herbert's definitely got a cute little pucker. Just, you want to kiss it. Anyways.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Dude, no, that thing's rugged. That thing's seen some war times. That thing's seen some days. Jimmy Garoppolo is an old man. He's old. It's gross. No, I want somebody young.
He's not even 26.
I need someone tot like fucking Joe Burrow or Herbert or Mac Jones. Ooh, boy, baby.
Toit or noit?
Yeah, Miami's going to win. Anyways, what do you think, Isaiah? Who'd you give it to?
Miami, dude. What the fuck?
Let's go.
Jalen Waddle.
Let's go. Forrest?
Yeah, Miami as well.
Let's go, dude.
Yep. I think that one's obvious.
Yep. All right. They're going to go with Baltimore at the Jets. It's easy.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore, Billy, yeah. Just want to say it's definitely not the same guy, Philly Frank, and we definitely don't sound the same. Baltimore and Philadelphia accents are way different. I'm sick of people comparing us together, yo. Baltimore Billy here just got to say go birds.
Are they in the same?
That's fair.
We drink a little bit less here, but we are a little bit more southern, so cousin stuff, kind of cool, dude. All right, get out of here, Baltimore Billy.
Cousin stuff, kind of
cool. Which brings us to Jacksonville at Washington.
Let's go.
Oh, dude. Isaiah, Manders. You're talking about trans. Oh, boy. That was a Freudian slip. You're talking about trash ass fucking games. There's only a couple of them this week. Yeah, most of these are bangers, but this one right here, this is fucking stinky shit Townville. Oh, my God. This is such a bad game.
So, who do you have?
Jacksonville.
Oh, God. Yeah, Jacksonville, I guess. Oh, God. Oh,
I took Washington.
Fuck.
You would.
The Manders, dude. The Mandarin.
Yeah,
Manders, dude.
Dude.
Yeah, they're gonna
Manders
that. They're
fan?
Gonna
what are you, racist or something?
Dude.
Yeah, the choice of a badass Jaguar or a Commander.
What?
You go with the most white nationalist thing you could choose.
What if I do like where your head's at? No, but what if the reason they chose the Commanders is because they're going to know people are going to call them the Manders, and they're actually doing this as a ploy to the communist Chinese government, and they're just going to end up calling them the Mandarins. And then, you know, when the players come out on the field, they'll just be like, Xin Jia Wei, Zhou Qi Jia Wei, Zhou Wei, San Gai Wei, Jin Po Wei Zhou Wei. No, but yeah, sorry.
For anybody who doesn't know, it's clear that Globert knows full Mandarin.
Oh, yeah, no, 100% fluent.
It was actually Cantonese, but yeah.
Thank you, Isaiah, for recognizing. I was actually a representative for the Houston Rockets. So you know,
Forrest, there is no such thing as Chinese, okay?
Yeah.
I said Mandarin.
Mandarin.
There's a lot of different dialects. I said Mandarin. There's dialects, Forrest. I'm obviously speaking
Cantonese. Is that not a language?
Forrest,
but you're being offensive right now.
Okay,
honestly.
My bad. I just want to make sure that was sorry. Language.
Now go do Senpuku.
Yeah, as the great John Cena Japanese. Once said, Meng Chang Han Ho. Taiwan is a country.
Yes.
Moving on.
Forrest is cancelable. Everybody heard it. Forrest is cancelable.
Taiwan is not a country. Sorry. I meant property of China. Forrest, I said it right, but my translation was wrong.
Forrest is official. Dude, you need to get in contact with your partners in Tokyo. Bro. Actually, your partners
anyways,
in Tokyo.
Late window Sunday.
Do you know the Japanese people really don't like it?
You're fucking up.
Anyway, Kansas City and Arizona.
Fucking up our Disney sponsorship. Anyway,
it's got to be KC.
Kansas City. Ooh, this is.
Yeah, KC?
Yeah?
KC?
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins is out in the beginning of the year also. Yeah, KC. It's KC.
Although I do know who's going to win the next matchup, I do think this is going to be a pretty good game. Solely for the fact we got Davante Adams now on Las Vegas. But the Bolts? Yeah.
If there's literally any other opinion besides the opinion that matters and the opinion that's the truth, I mean, last episode ever. No, I'm just joking. But obviously the Bolts are going to win. They're going to fuck them up. And you know what makes me so happy about this? This is pure redemption for last year, dude. They fucked us out of the fucking playoffs. And we're just going to come up and be like, oh, Davante Adams and whatever. Oh, boom. Just fucking fist zone, dude. Oh, that's cool. That's a cool trade that you did, Derek Carr. How'd you like this mascara? Sorry. Fuck the Raiders, dude.
Isaiah?
I'm very excited for this game.
Yeah, Raiders. We're all taking Raiders. We're Chargers.
Bitch.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
I said in the beginning they were taking the Bolts. It's just he said Raiders so many times my brain's not.
Oh, okay.
Green Bay at Minnesota. This is actually gonna be a really good matchup, if you ask me.
Hey, I'm just glad that a couple of a couple of Midwest boys are playing out there, you know. You should be a bunch.
Who are you taking?
Taking Minnesota.
He's just gonna be a bunch of hosers out there, eh? Probably kind of go with Green Bay, eh?
All right, I'm taking Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. Yeah, we don't sound like we're Canadian at all, don't you know?
basically in Canada.
Yeah. No, we totally have a different accent, you hoser. But I'm going to Green Bay. I think Rodgers is gonna have something to prove. Being like, oh, you guys say my team's shit, huh? Because they paid me so much? Watch this. Bablingo. Throwing it to himself in the end zone.
God.
Jesus. Just throwing it as high up as he can and just playing 500 with the defense.
Jesus.
Wow. Giants at Tennessee.
I'm
going to go Tennessee.
This is going to be a good one.
Yeah. Oh, God, dude. I hate Tannehill. I really don't like the guy. And I hate his attitude also. He is a negative Nancy. And I don't like him. And I don't think they're going to do good overall. But they will win this game.
What about Derrick Henry, though?
That's why they're going to win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. News came out today that their wide receiver is having breathing issues on the practice.
I mean, that's not great.
Job getting Tennessee? Rid of AJ Brown. That was a mistake.
Oof.
Mistakes were made.
Also, Tannehill's too good to train a backup for him, also. So,
mm-hmm.
Because he's so good. Anyways, Yeah, dude, I really hate the Titans, but Derrick Henry is like so good. He is like a CMC style, you know, where like type player where it's like, yeah, if he's there, he's they're probably going to win. So definitely Tennessee.
The best game of the week then. A rematch from last year's season opener.
I mean, you're
Tampa Bay at Dallas.
You're not wrong. This probably is the best game of the week. This is a banger.
I don't know. The next one's pretty fire too, actually.
It is pretty
fire. And that first game, there's actually a lot of fire games, if I'm being honest, but I'm just a big
emotionally Cowboys. The next one, yes. The emotional value that comes with that. Obviously, same thing for me. If you're a Chargers fan, that game is a banger, you know. That's got a lot of emotional weight to it for those fans. But just like of pure entertainment value, I'm glad that they did this week one again. Is this always going to be the week one matchup forever for you guys?
So. I don't think so.
I think Tom Brady's going to retire and then they're going to be like, ah, it's not worth it anymore.
I mean, dude, it's a great matchup though, dude. It's a fucking banger. Last year was a banger too. It was really good. It was a really good game. I'm super excited for this one.
My buddy was at that game and like texting me and I'm like, fuck you.
Damn. That's got to be sick.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. For him.
Yeah, so who do you have? I picked Tampa Bay or Dallas. I mean, I picked Dallas.
Yeah, you better fucking have. I'm picking Dallas too. Globert, no pressure?
No, none at all. I mean, yeah.
No, it's fair either way.
No, Dallas isn't having any issues in their wide receiver core right now.
Bilge.
Yeah, and I feel very confident in Zeke. 100% confident. I'll take Dallas. Sure, why not?
Dude, you know what might tempt you into Zeke? What if I told you Zeke is going in like the fourth round right now?
Zeke, I've been hearing rumors that he's been looking as fast as ever this offseason, as he ever has. Gained and he shed some weight.
Yeah, and he's back a lot of weight to the
hungry Zeke.
Okay.
There was like also that. Fake news floating around that he was running like 22 miles an hour too, but.
Oh, Jesus.
It was
fake. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, on to the next one. I'm taking Seattle and then I'm going to go grab my drink because I don't want to hear what you guys talk.
Fuck. Wait, Rob, did you pick?
Yeah.
I don't think you did. I think you just talked shit, right?
No, I took Dallas.
Oh, okay.
No, I'll take Dallas. They do have some issues that are concerning to me, but I mean, fuck, what am I going to do? Like, not pick Dallas? You're my boy. But
I'll take it to the bank, dude. Yeah,
there you go, bud. You pick the Chargers.
No, it's gonna be a tough game again because I mean, like Tampa Bay, they didn't really change much.
No,
Dallas kind of did, you know. But
it's gonna be really good from Tampa Bay's end, and I think it should be very good from the Cowboys' end also.
It was so close last year that I don't think they can just like go through that again. I think they're gonna come out flaming.
Sorry, Isaiah, we went back in time a little bit to talk about the Tampa Bay-Dallas game, so you do have to suffer through a little bit of pain. Yeah, I mean, like logistically, like realistically, if I had a gun to my head, I mean, there's no fucking way in the world I would pick I would pick Seattle. I mean, I'm just sorry. It's like, I feel like such a dick, dude. I picked Dallas and like
if there's one game.
I think even Seattle fans are hoping for Denver.
I have Seattle winning this winning, I think, six games this season. So that means we're losing 11 games. This is one of the ones I have us winning solely for the fact that we don't need Russell Wilson. They're going to win on that and they're going to go into the next four games way too hot and lose them all.
Man,
I think they're going to lose this game for sure.
Yeah, I think
Russ is going to get it down in Denver.
Bro, I'm so sorry, but there just isn't anything, bro. There just isn't anything. Drew Lock, Drew fucking Lock,
and Geno Smith.
Oh, dude. Oh, God.
That actually made it worse.
Oh, God.
That didn't improve it. That just made it worse.
Bro, you want to know how bad it is?
You could have said any other name. Man? You could have said Kaepernick, and I would have been like, okay, all right.
Do you want to know how fucking bad it is right now? There's images right now on all the Seahawks fan pages and shit that are like, oh, talks of us possibly getting out old veteran quarterback Drew Brees.
The new Gillette.
Oh.
Could you imagine if you got Drew Brees out of retirement? I'd take it over Drew Lock.
I mean, he's probably not going to win us a, I mean, win us. Fuck. Win you guys a Super Bowl. But I was thinking of us because I'm like, dude, Drew Brees with a Chargers jersey on again would make my dick so hard. But I love Drew Brees. I'm one of those guys where it's like fuck Eli Manning forever because of how I felt about the Chargers. I know our ownership was shit, but a guy like Drew Brees didn't give a fuck, and he came with us, and he went to New Orleans afterwards. But he still came with us for a little bit, knowing how shitty everything was going with the ownership. He didn't fucking pull a diva move like Eli Manning. And forever, I will love and respect Drew Brees. So if he pops on a Seahawks jersey, Isaiah, I'll fucking buy one, dude. That's how I feel about that, bro.
Whoa.
Fuck Drew Lock. I want to see Drew Brees, baby. Let's go.
Dude, if he came out of retirement, I'd actually have faith in the Seattle this season.
He's like, honestly, motherfucker. He honestly, didn't go dude, out in
they,
a bad
they
way.
They still have everything around him that he'd need, kind of, you know, but they just need somebody other than Drew Lock or Geno Smith.
It's not like Drew Brees didn't go out like a bomb. Like, he wasn't a prime time Drew Brees in the end, but he was pretty fucking consistently good his entire career.
Yep. Definitely experienced.
I mean, like I said, it wasn't like amazing at the end, but it wasn't like Philip Rivers at the end. You know what I mean?
It's definitely better than Drew Lock, but it's more about the fact that that's what Seattle fans are hoping for now. We get retired veterans to come out of retirement.
I mean, you guys did get Adrian Peterson last year or something like that. Or wait, where did he play? God damn,
that's so true.
So it's just like,
you guys, I gotta bring up old shit, Robert.
I mean, you have this. Pete Carroll as a coach still, too. That should be pretty much like past retirement.
Dude, you guys are trying to be like the Spurs where they had Ginobili and Tim Duncan on the team, where it's like the oldest average age for a team.
Let's be honest. Seattle hasn't been anything since like Boeing anyways. Seattle is the city. So.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's so funny.
I'm literally eating my pain away right now with a cupcake.
Dude,
that's fair.
In cookies.
This
I think that wraps it up though for week one picks, right? I think we should keep going.
Yeah, no, for sure. Does.
Can we take 2 minutes to watch something? Maybe it's two sure. minutes. What? It's 2 minutes. What? Did you guys see the Chargers schedule release video?
Oh yes, my
God. The official one from the Chargers.
The official one or the cartoon animated one that
it's
I sent
official
in?
From their. This is from their YouTube channel. It's
all
from,
right, late on me.
This is the anime one, but it's from their YouTube channel.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay. Yeah, late on me.
Yeah, no, this is. But they posted it. Video? Fuck, yeah, this is fuck. The video. Sorry.
Dude, there's so many small bits in this.
Yeah, this is great. I'm gonna try to make the window look better.
I wish I knew what the words were saying though. One piece.
Oh my God, dude.
He's in a bar. Do you notice that? AKA Urban Meyer's in a bar.
What was this for the Browns? I want to know.
What, Rose Cook?
The Legion of Boom. Dude, this thing fucking rules. Falcons, the awful house, dude. Come on, bro. This bang's hard as fuck. We play the Chiefs twice this year. It's going to be great. Both those games will be bangers. Dude, this is what the Chargers need, bro. I love
it. Delete
this.
All posts. It's Kyler Murray. Delete all his shit.
The Titans. Dude, I love that one.
God,
the Rams, dude. They're like all satanic and shit in LA.
Herbert, dude, that was lit.
It's so badass, dude. This is a sick ass. Dude, got me hype as fuck for the Chargers.
I know,
dude.
Right? Wasn't that such a good video?
It was.
I want to see more content. So
shout
like
out
this.
To you, Chance.
I mean, I'm just glad that, like, see, that's what I like. I like teams that are doing that. They're trying to do, like, fun, silly stuff like that. I really love that. I love that.
It's almost like they finally got young people in their social media groups. And they're like, you know what? It's going to seem really fucking weird, but this is what we need to do. And oh, they're like, yeah. All right, okay, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
You're the social media people.
Oh, there's definitely a bunch of football guys that watch that and are like, what the fuck is this horse shit?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. So I get it.
I wonder how many people watch that and was like, wow, this is a good video. What is this about?
It's a risky move.
They're like, oh, this is football? Oh, okay.
God damn it.
It's risky, but for guys like us, like for guys like me, it goes a long way. So I think it was a good move.
All right. Onwards, we're going to talk about Bryan Edwards. Bryan Edwards is traded to the Falcons because you don't really need two of the same type of player. That is, Bryan Edwards is basically a much lesser Devontae Adams. If you scroll down, he was traded. Edwards and a 2023 seventh round draft pick to Atlanta for a 2023 fifth round draft pick. So basically like almost nothing.
Yeah. I was about to say that's our trade right there. It's like nothing for nothing.
It was like they really wanted something for him and they were just like, you know what? I guess we'll throw you like a draft pick, but you got to give us one too. And they're like, deal. Fucking no takes back season, bro.
Can we get a round three? No. Oh, what about a four? No. Five and a seven.
Okay, dude, I guess. Sure.
Yeah, like it was either this or cut him.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, and so they're like, all right, okay.
I guess we'll give you 2023 practice squad people. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you need bodies for your fucking your B team. Sure, cool. All right.
So yeah, he's got Mariota and Kenny Pickett throwing him the ball. So RIP Bryan Edwards. There goes my sleeper.
Let's go, Doc.
There goes my sleeper. He's making zero points. Sorry.
And then we're gonna talk about Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry was signed to the New Orleans Saints. Did not expect that. Although
that's interesting, actually. It's not,
I like that for the Saints.
It's not the Bears, Bears, but still interesting.
The Bears really could have used it.
That's why I said it last week. But anyways,
Bears receiving core is awful. Did I tell you the Bears signed fucking Dante Pettis?
Holy shit. Is there more ads on this website than any website I've ever seen? Isaiah, it's not getting used.
That's fine.
Okay.
Jarvis Landry, it's more about the information. I'm just reading it.
It's okay.
Jarvis Landry is a one-year deal with the Saints up to $6 million, and his base salary comes to $3 million for 2022. So that's very prove-it deal. He is on there to show that he's actually worth something.
That's what they need right now. That's what the Saints need. They need someone like that where it's like, we don't have the time to fuck around right now. We need something to happen this year.
Mm-hmm. We got $6 million, three of it guaranteed, three of it in incentives. And it goes on to say at one point Landry fired his agent because he was hoping to make $20 million annually.
Yo,
but it came down to him talking with Mickey Loomis and Jameis Winston. So he's like, you know what? Saints might seem cool. That, or maybe you fucking fired your agent and realized you weren't making $20 million and had to settle at some point.
Yo, that's wild. That's wild, bro. That's wild. That's literally some of the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yep.
Yo, you didn't do anything last year. You didn't fucking do anything. Why would anybody pay you $20 million? Go pay two rookies that much. What are you talking about right now?
Christian Kirk, that's why. Christian Kirk got paid stupid amount of money.
Oh, dude, this is like Chinese people buying houses here in America. It's fucking up the market, okay? Yep. You overpaid on one guy, on one thing, and it's fucking up the market. Now everything.
You probably would have raised that to Chinese people still living in China buying our houses.
Yes, and now
just regular Chinese Americans, like, you're fine. Buy all the house you want.
Once again, next week. Us being like,
Taiwan is not a country. I think I'm actually going to get canceled for that. I'm starting to regret that now.
Two times now.
Second time I said it, I actually was like, you know what? That's pretty fucked up, actually, Forrest.
But, like,
hundreds
of thousands of people that live there that probably
very, very lucrative countries don't believe in that. And so we're towing the line, friend.
Get the subtitles. This is what he's saying, if you're curious. Yeah. TikTok at Sports with Dorks. Instagram at Sports with Dorks.
Sports with Dorks, a TikTokeroo. Okay.
It's actually referred to by a completely different name over there. Sorry. Back to sports.
Back to more delusions. Jarvis Landry. Hey, man. No. And you fucked up. Yeah. If there's any athletes that need agents in this world, it's NFL athletes. You gotta get a fucking Jerry Maguire on your side for sure, dude. You can't be negotiating yourself on this shit. And I think he's lucky that he got $6 million, honestly, with three being guaranteed. He didn't do shit. He didn't do shit last year. This bugs me that he's fucking complaining. I'm sorry. It's just crazy. That's fucking outrageous.
I'm with you on that.
Thank you.
Back to Isaiah.
All right. Sorry, I'm just trying to do something.
Ah, see, now look at this. ESPN article, no ads, love it. That's how you run a fucking website right there, baby boy.
And Jesus Christ.
Melvin Ingram.
Yep, get it.
Yep. The Dolphins and defensive end Melvin Ingram, not to be confused with the other Ingram that everyone knows, have agreed to a contract, adding quality depth to a pass rush that ranked as one of the NFL's most aggressive last season.
That's scary. That's really scary.
Him to Miami is only going to more sure up the fact that I love this Miami team right now. I wish I was a Miami Dolphin fan. Anyway, Seattle, let's do those things. Do what they're doing.
The best thing about the Dolphins is they've kind of always been like that team where it's okay to just be like, yeah, go Dolphins. You know, like nobody really gives a fuck about the Dolphins. Half of their fucking fan base is like swamp trash and the other ones are fucking cokeheads. So it's like, you know, it's like the idea that fucking, you know, it's like any sort of way to like rooting for Miami or being like supportive of Miami is so like Forrest, you would be able to attest for that. If you were like, oh, I'm a Miami fan, you'd get way less of a reaction than fucking if you say, oh, I'm a Cowboys fan. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude. For sure, dude. One of them, you see people's ass, and the other, people just give you like a fist bump or something.
Yeah, yeah. They're just like, oh.
And I'm not going to say which is which because I'm a Cowboys fan. So obviously it's the Cowboys that, you know,
yeah,
moving forward.
If you're a Dolphins fan, people are just like, oh, your team's colors are cool.
Fist bump. You know who's not a Dolphins fan?
China.
I feel like you're actually saying offensive shit right now.
No, I'm just saying so sorry if we offended. We're R-worded.
Oh, God damn it.
I can't tell if that girl was like 49 or like 12.
It doesn't go into male. You know what? Sorry. If you do male, then they start yelling at you. They're like, Xing Chao, Xing Chun Chang, Xing Chao. And I didn't really want to come off as that abrasive. So I was like, maybe a fine little petite male. When you're female, you know, male, you know, because they're male, female. Because, you know, it's like, no, I man, don't kill me.
Funny, Forrest? God damn it, Isaiah. You know what's funny, Forrest, about how you can't really tell the voice about what age that lady is? If you saw a picture of her, you couldn't tell if she was 12 or 40 either. Anyways, moving on.
All right, let's go to the NFL draft.
I do want to double back because there's one last thing I have to say about Miami. I feel like there's been numerous times where Miami has almost had a team that could be great.
Miami.
There's been like multiple times in history where Miami's had this great team or like this great attack of offensive strategy where they could have been great, but just shit the bed or just didn't. So everybody also has like this weird respect for like Miami, where they're just
They're like the Phoenix Suns of the NFL.
Yeah, when they
do good, you're kind of just like good for them, you know?
It's kind of like being a Chargers fan. It's kind of like being a Chargers fan. You're like so helpless most years that when you do good, most people are like, but people are like, oh, it's adorable. They had a positive win record this year. That's so cute. Maybe you'll be in the playoffs next year, bud. You know, and it's like
straight up.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah. At least like being a Jets fan or like a Browns fan of old, maybe kind of recent. They just kind of knew going into the season immediately they're going to lose. So it's more like how many were you going to lose?
Browns is another one where Browns, they're for sure. Maybe Detroit, but less. They have some fucking beefs with certain teams. But the Browns are another totally benign team where people are like, oh, they're so adorable. Look at Baker Mayfield with his one arm. Look at him go, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. They're another team where it's like, how many times over the last decade, just within the last 10 years, has it been like, the Browns this year, baby, watch out for them, you know? And they just shit the fucking bed each time. So.
God damn it. All right, let's get into the draft. I want to get to at least six guys, hopefully. See what happens. Robert's really been vamping on his drop, so maybe if he'll shut the fuck up. No, I'm just kidding. All right.
Very funny. Thank you.
No, they were good. Going into the draft, round three, we're going to go through the skill positional players only, because that's all we really care about here at Sports with Dorks, trying to win you and your fantasy leagues. We don't really do IDPs here. Sorry, guys.
Wait.
At pick 71.
People in round three have skill? Anyways, go ahead, Isaiah. Sorry.
Actually, surprisingly, yes. There was a lot of not skill positional players taken in the first round and the second round that actually left a very heaping handful to be taken in the third. So, at pick 71, the Bears took wide receiver Velus Jones Jr. After drafting defense with their first two picks on the day, Ryan Poles finally added a wide receiver. Jones is one of the oldest players in the draft. He will be a 25-year-old rookie. Jones will be a bit of he was a bit of a reach here. There was a couple better players, in my opinion, and a couple others' opinions, like Khalil Shakir, Jalen Tolbert, who we'll talk about very soon, Calvin Austin III, who are still available to be chosen. Jones...
Sorry, bud. Keep going.
On a positive note about him, he was the only FBS player with more than 800 receiving yards, 200 punt return yards, and 600 kickoff return yards in the 2021 season, which is actually pretty admirable if you think about college ball. According to ESPN stats and information, he is an instinctive open field runner with good contact balance and breakaway speed. Jones is more dangerous after the catch, but he is a threat to take the top off the coverage. He's a small target with short arms and doesn't catch every ball cleanly. So a little bit of a smaller version of Mike Williams there, if I would, it's kind of how I'd comp that. He's just kind of like a Magikarp out there, and he's just a little crazy with it.
Just
so
kind of a Magikarp out there. That's
I think the Bears did what the Bears do always, and that's make a mistake. And they did that here. They're going to probably need Velus, so let's see what happens.
I think we see him well.
There we go. You said Jones so much. I kept thinking just fucking... Tell each other fairy tales. Sorry.
He runs a 4.3 40, so he's pretty quick. And he's 6 foot. With a vert of 33 inches, so he'll
but he's
there.
A rookie that's 25 already. So
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, so he's mature for his age.
He just hands them the slip, like the paper. It says like I'm 18 when he was in college.
Carlos, I am 12.
Yeah,
green crayon.
Yeah, just like, yo, what's up, coach? Just wondering if you know where the freshman classes be at. You know, what was he? The blind side kid?
Jesus. That was an actual player. Okay. Anyway, moving forward. He was taken, I think, in the first round. What do you guys think about that guy going there? Nothing? Anything?
He's the 71st pick. Did I have an opinion before this podcast? I'm going to be honest. No.
Okay.
Cool. As of right now, looking at his draft prospect, hearing you vamp his shit, I'm going to say We see him actually play this year. Because, like, okay. Who else do the Bears have? So
nobody.
Well, that's the thing. It's like
Dante Pettis.
I just don't know.
And
they got Dante Pettis.
Anybody that the Bears beefing up the wide receiver core in any way, even with it, if it's with a rookie, that does have some promise because they are in such fucking dire need of something. So no, I do. I mean, yes, like Forrest was saying before, right now, maybe a minute ago, absolutely didn't know this man existed. But as of right now. No, I mean, there's something for me to get excited for. Like, if the Bears start winning fucking games, he might be somebody that I start looking at. There we go. We definitely got fucking flagged for that, but whatever.
I'm watching, like, his highlights kind of, like, in the background right now, and he did have a kick return to the house, so there's that, too. Maybe they picked him for some special teams value, too, dude.
Against what team?
It's college. It doesn't really matter because it probably wasn't equivalent teams.
Guys, I got it right here, pulled up right now. It was actually against the Santa Cruz Banana Slugs, if that means anything.
If it's against a team that like an unranked team against a ranked team, if the ranked team does something good against an unranked team, it's hard for me to care because it's like how good are these guys against how crappy are these guys and why am I watching a highlight reel? I want to watch a highlight reel where they're like going against a better team and it's apparent and he does a breakaway thing. Like, I don't know when Seattle,
it wasn't just a fluke because he did win SEC special teams player of the year too.
Oh,
so.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. So
like for his like division in college football, he won or he shared. He shared special teams player of the year another player, but
SEC, that's no fucking chump division.
Yeah, that's no joke.
Yeah, so it was probably not against the Santa Cruz Banana Slugs. I guess guy got my my information wrong on that one.
That's right. A moving, honest mistake.
Yeah.
Moving onward. Yes. We got the Colts landing one of the most exciting players in the entire draft class with Jelani Woods at pick 73. Thanks to his combination of speed, height, and length, Woods will fill a huge position for a need for a new quarterback, Matt Ryan. With Michael Pittman Jr. as a lone proven weapon in the passing game, Woods should be relied on early and often unless Gigantor Mo Alie-Cox can stay
healthy. Holy, did you look up his height yet?
Dude, yeah.
You did? Okay, you shut your mouth. Glob. He runs a 4.640. All right. So 4.2s and 4.3s and 4.4s. We're talking about his speed. 4.4 is kind of on the slower side in with all the prospects we've seen, right?
Yeah.
This guy runs a 4.6. How tall do you think he is?
I mean, he's got to be over 6 foot if you said how tall he is. So 6'2"?
6'7".
What? Holy shit.
He's like 6'7", running a 4.6, and he's fucking...
Yeah, that's a big target.
He's 259 and 6'7".
What
Do you know the height?
He's a wide receiver, obviously.
No, he's a tight end. But still.
Tight end.
Oh, dude, you know who that reminds me of? You know who that reminds
me of? Mo Alie-Cox. That's who that reminds me of. A tight end that is 6'5". The other tight end on the team. They have two tight ends. One's 6'5", one is 6'7". Bro.
You know who that reminds me of before you interrupt me again? Antonio Gates, baby boy. Big, tall body tight end. Getting shit done. Yeah, mm-hmm. Antonio Gates was tall as fuck. He was a basketball player in college. So I love tall tight ends. Big fan.
Yeah, Mo Alie-Cox was also a basketball player. He played at VCU.
Point in case, dude. But big fan.
13 tallest NFL players in history. Number one, Dan McGuire, quarterback, 6'8". Damn. Number two, 6'5".
Damn!
Homeboy plays in the NFL. Oh wait. Oh no. This is just a list of 13. I apologize. I'm embarrassed. This is a list of 13, not in any specific order. So the heights were all mixed up. Yeah, that was the dumbest thing I'd ever seen.
Fuck.
All
right. Well, anyway, let's go on to the third pick. After no quarterbacks were selected, with the second round. No, I'm just kidding. Do we think anything beneficial is going to happen out of that guy? We're going to keep an eye on him.
I don't know, but I definitely want to watch out for him.
I love
that's pretty cool.
Tall wide receivers. Obviously, would never draft this guy. He doesn't even have a draft position. But
no, he's a free agent pickup. Probably.
When inevitably a tall body tight end like that becomes a weapon, I kind of want to be the first one to pull the trigger because I love those guys, man. Because they get – it's so useful to get out into the middle right there and just be able to toss it up. Because usually when you're tossing it up, it's on those fucking big old bombs to the outside. You know what I mean? When you're fucking – I mean, I could be wrong, but when you're going up the middle, it usually is like you're fucking beelining it. You're really fucking, you know, making it tight. To be able to kind of be a quarterback and to rely on a tight end that – to get up there in that middle zone, that is so, so, so huge, man. That at least that's what Antonio Gates did for Phillip Rivers for many years. So I like that. I actually do really have a lot of interest in that guy, honestly.
Okay. Moving forward, after no quarterbacks were selected in the second round, Desmond Ridder became the signal caller. Well, I guess the first signal caller off the board. Well, I guess the second overall signal caller off the board at pick 74 by Atlanta. With Marcus Mariota already in the house, Desmond Ridder has a lot of similar qualities. He is a polished passer. He can also be incorporated in a designed quarterback run game and enters a situation where he won't be forced to play right away on a rebuilding roster. I don't hate this signing here. What do you guys think?
I think it's weird because they still have Kyler Murray, who's so young. But
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. I fucked up. I'm
Marcus
sorry.
Mariota.
Yeah. I fucked up. This actually might be kind of smart, but at the same time, Sco Ducks. So, like, we'll always have a bias towards Mariota of doing well just what? Because of what he did at Oregon.
Where has he been at? Where was he at before this whole thing? Was he like in the AFL or whatever, or like
Mariota? No, Mariota. He was at where was he playing? He was playing.
I think he went to Vegas for
Raiders.
A while.
Yeah, he was playing with the Raiders.
Oakland behind... maybe at the time, but
Just as a backup for Carr.
Yeah,
but he was an effective backup because they would use him as kind of like a 1-2 punch when they needed to, like, fourth and one, fourth and two. They throw Mariota out there and just do a QB sneak with the quarterback, keep Carr healthy, and use Mariota's like super long body to just get the quick, easy first down.
I remember.
So, yeah, I really like this signing here for Atlanta.
Yeah, no, I think this is actually pretty interesting. They're doing the right things. I mean, the likelihood of them being effective this next year, it's going to require so much hard work from so many people. It's going to be difficult, but they're making the right moves. This is the right decision. So I like that.
Yeah. They're in a pretty hard rebuild right now. So this is definitely what they need to do. Take a couple shots right now. And right now, spending a third round on a possible future quarterback is not a bad idea. Moving onward. With the 80th pick in the draft, the Broncos took Greg Dulcich, an explosive tight end that provides plenty in the passing game. Now paired with Albert Ogbenam, the Broncos have two options that complement each other. For Russell Wilson, basically good dump off options. Ogbenam is, believe they're halfback or fullback, and he's just really good hands. I think he's going to be similar to what we saw. Who was Russell Wilson's mouthpiece for a little bit there when he would freak out and dump the ball off? But anyway, that's pretty much what he's going to do here. I think whenever things, you know, don't work out, I'm not saying it's not going to work out often, but I said when it needs to, it's going to happen. He's a bit, Dulcich is a big play threat and can generate massive gains at all three levels of the field. He also has strong hands, but he does need improvement significantly as a run blocker, which is what Russell Wilson does not want to hear. So Noah Fant was an excellent run blocker. He was a first round draft pick. And where he excelled out mainly was his pass protection and run blocking and pass protecting. So this is going to be a bit of a change up for his outside man on the right side. Luckily, it's not his blind side. We'll see what happens here. What are your guys' opinions?
Don't really have one.
Yeah, not much coming from me for this guy.
I think Russell Wilson is going to be like a top four, top five quarterback this year. This is going to be one of his pieces. No. You're going to want to, top in my four, opinion, you're going to want to have a couple of these pieces. Probably you're going to want to have one or two of the wide receivers. Obviously, you're going to want to run the running back. Sure. Want to have the one of the running backs, which is probably going to be Williams. I mean, Melvin Gordon, I hope they just run him into the ground and he just gets injured and they have to rely on Javonte Williams. Outside of that, you're looking at tight end. If because he can't supply Judy, Sutton, and Tim Patrick. He's going to do one better than the other, and the one that's not is going to be a little supplemental. So that leaves the third guy on the totem pole at the wide receiver pool, or Greg Dulcich. And I think Dulcich may be kind of a squeaky wheel that gets some oil moving forward, not because he says stuff, but because Russell Wilson needs to get the ball down the field. And there's a quick 5 yards that he can pass the ball to at us fantasy owners is a quick 1 point. Once you get five of those to six of those out of your tight end, you're pretty happy. So I think this is somebody to monitor, but nobody to draft. At pick 86, I turned off the draft. Not even kidding. Totally did. Drank loads of alcohol.
I believe you.
After Tennessee took Malik Willis, legit it. Through my phone, put a full on adult tantrum on for at least 10 minutes. Yeah, that happened. I was pissed. Whatever. Anyway, so Willis falls to the third round, but he landed on the ideal spot and immediately can be incorporated into a heavy rush attack and running with running back Derrick Henry. Willis is likely the heir to the apparent Ryan Tannehill throne and could eventually take over in the future, but he will not be in the starting conversation. Fuck you, John Robinson, right in your stupid little boy pussy. Why did you do this to me? Why did you do this to me?
Buddy.
Yeah, that was really disappointing. I was hoping that Seattle would end up with something just for the sake of the cast and not having to write your farewell speech, but yeah, it was pretty rough to see him go.
Oh, and don't you love seeing a guy that you wanted so bad getting abused by Tannehill also? Just that he's being a dick to him, and you're just over there like, we would have been nice. We would have been so nice to you. I would have bopped you personally. You and DK. What about a jersey?
It's okay. We're tanking for Bryce Young or CJ Stroud. One of the two. Six wins. We got a 6-win season ahead of us, boys. Strap in. Six of them. There's 17 games regular season.
That's it?
That means we're going to lose almost double the amount we're going to win. Okay.
That's it.
Ugh, fuck you. You're boy pussy too, Forrest. All right, we're going to do one more, and then we're going to get out of here because this is a big one. Likely the best value for selection wide receiver has taken. I don't even want to bring this up because of how negative you've been. Please do. Dallas Cowboys made one hell of a pick, probably the only good pick they made in the entire draft with Jalen Tolbert. Jalen Tolbert reaches a top end speed quickly and tracks the ball well, deeply.
Read it faster.
He led the FBS in both catches at 29 and yards at 1,120 on passes thrown 20 plus yards. Bullshit. From 2002 to 2001, according to ESPN. He plucked the ball. He plucks the ball in the room.
2021. Not 2002 to 2001.
Yeah, 2021. Yeah, that one. I think the people knew. He's a rookie. He was playing 20 years ago. He plucks the ball on the run and is an instinctive open field runner. Wow, that was hard to say. After the catch, Tolbert is not a complete route runner, and he doesn't show great acceleration getting out of breaks. But with Gallup likely to miss the open of the season, rehabbing the ACL tear that happened late in the 2021 season, there's no more Amari Cooper, Wilson Jr. in town. James Washington was signed on a one-year deal worth next to nothing. I think it was $6 million. So basically, Jarvis Landry deal.
The Landry deal.
Basically, leaving them with Jalen to be very much desired. On a good offense, Jalen being underrated and completely undrafted currently to me makes him a solid end of the draft keeper selection for the following season and possibly some of the 2022 season. I think this guy, I've already declared it. This is my guy, and he's on every single draft that I have and it will be moving forward.
Does that mean another season of you just drafting every Cowboys player before I get them again?
No, it's just this guy.
You're a big dumb Cowboys fan.
Stampede, go you Dallas Cowboys, go.
I'm just kidding. I've been a negative Nancy. You're right. I apologize. But in all honesty, I'm pretty hyped for him too. I'm hyped that we just added some depth because nothing's really solidified with where it's going other than CD, you know. But I was pretty confident in like keeping Gallup and still having CD. Cedric Wilson leaving like kind of upset me too. I'm happy to see him go. It's like your kid that grows up to do something successful, you know. They're kind of stoked to see him go. But
he went to Miami, said, didn't he?
Yeah. Yep.
He's behind Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. He's in a worse spot.
No, he's going to grow. He's going to be cooler than both of them. All right. Shut your mouth. But I'm trying not to be any more negative, Isaiah, but you're making it really hard. No, in all honesty, I'm pretty stoked to see him play, but I'm just keeping in mind that he's just a third round wide receiver. So there's no like real high expectations of him playing and exceeding my wildest dreams. But I mean, like Dak was a third rounder, so you never know, dude. People rise up sometimes.
Dallas, I don't want you going to Dallas at all. That place is crawling with crackheads and debutantes, and half of them play for the Cowboys.
Got you, bud.
Yeah. Cedric Wilson went from going to wide receiver 2 on a stellar offense to wide receiver 3 in an afterthought. Oh, cool. That's a good comp.
No, dude, he's going to be the forethought. You're going to cut the foreskin when Tyreek's twists an ankle, and he's going to be out there all circumcised and shit. Like, look at me.
You want to hear a bold take? They cut Gaskins before the start of the season.
Gaskin, they cut. I don't think that's bold.
What's the bold take in that? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's actually pretty reasonable. I think that would actually be good for the organization.
They're like, you know what? There's like certain fans out there that just gas them out too much, Isaiah. And so I think what we just are, he's like overvalued and underutilized.
Oh, fuck.
Piece of shit.
We better end the cast before I just go into a negative fit, dude.
I'm going
downhill real quick.
Screw you guys.
Screw you guys. I think that does wrap it up, actually, though, right? Did you say that was the last one?
I got something. This is the last one real quick, actually. Real quick.
Okay.
I always wanted to own the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm sorry, Dad. I just find that very cute.
Telegram.
Project Arcturus couldn't have succeeded without you. This will get you a little closer to that dream of yours. It's not the Dallas Cowboys, but it's a start. Drop me a line if you're on the East Coast. Hank Scorpio. Denver
the Houston
Broncos.
The
Broncos is pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, explain to me why it isn't.
You just don't understand football, Marge.
Russ will not be 4 or 5 next year. Anyways, I think that's the end of the episode right there.
I'm done.
The Denver Broncos. Oh, can't wait to see you guys in the MMA episode. Isaiah's definitely going to be in a good mood.
Tune in tomorrow, Friday, your time for the MMA, too, because it'll be lit.
Until then, guys, we'll see you.
Sayonara.
Oh, fuck.
Yo, I hope he comes back for the MMA episode, though.
I don't know, man. We kind of hurt his feelings pretty bad at the end there. The Denver Broncos.